It's a wonderful time of the year, Christmas. I do enjoy it, I have to confess. One of the times I enjoy the most is the time when we open the presents. You would have thought by now I'd have grown out of that, but I'm afraid to say it is still a thrill and still something that I enjoy. I enjoy giving them as well, I hasten to add, lest the church be wondering what kind of person they've appointed. But I do enjoy also this evening, and it's exciting to wonder what gifts we may receive. That's a big part of Christmas nowadays, the giving and receiving of gifts. But tonight, I don't want to focus upon the kind of gifts that maybe you and I may give or receive. But I want to focus on what I believe is the greatest gift that has ever been received at Christmas time. And that is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read a little bit earlier on how the angel came before the shepherds. And they said and they explained that this baby that was to be born was a gift even to the shepherds. Luke 2 verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. This verse explains, and the angels are explaining to the shepherds, that the birth of this child is a gift to them. And it's interesting to note, if you look on the slide, that there are three titles or three names that are given to Jesus. Each of those titles or names explain a little bit more about the nature of this gift. How it is that Jesus is a gift to the shepherds, or was a gift to the shepherds, and is actually a gift to us today as well. And I want to spend just a few moments thinking about that this evening. First of all, one of the titles that is included in that verse tells us that the gift was just what they were hoping for. It was a gift that they were hoping for. It was exactly what they had been hoping for some time. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a gift that I'm hoping for. There's one thing that I'd love to receive on Christmas Day. I'm not going to say what it is, because that might be seen to me dropping hints. May end up making myself a little bit unpopular. But I'm sure all of us have got things in the back of our minds, especially the younger people here, and you've got your list, and there's one thing perhaps above everything else, and you go, well, I'd really love to receive that. Something that I'm hoping for above anything else. When the angel said to the shepherd, and called this baby born the Christ, the angel was telling the shepherds that this baby is what they had been hoping for. It is who they had been hoping for. He is the Messiah, as they would have known it in those days. The Christ, it's the same word actually. You see, God had promised to send his people a king, a great king, to rule his people. And for the last 1,000, perhaps even longer, number of years, they had been waiting for this king to come. When the angel said to the shepherds, the Christ, the shepherds will have known that what the angel was saying is, look, this is the one that you have been hoping for, the one you have been expecting to come. He was just what they were hoping for. But he was more than that as well. In fact, not only was he what they were hoping for, he was actually more than they were expecting as well. You see, the angel didn't just call the baby Jesus the Christ, which is the title, the Messiah, the Christ. He also said, Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Now, it's wonderful to be given a gift that is far, far beyond what you were expecting. It's a great thing, isn't it, to think, oh, well, I would really like that. And when the gift finally arrives, you think, wow, I never thought I would receive such a great present. The angel told the shepherds, yes, I am giving you what you've been hoping for. God has sent what you have been hoping for. But he is far more than that. He is far greater than that. He's beyond even your wildest expectations. Because Not only was he the Christ, but he was also called the Lord. Now, when the shepherds would have heard that word, they would have realized what that meant. You see, they'd been expecting a great king. They hadn't expected that king to be God. Actually, they might have realized that was the case. There was enough in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that hinted towards that. In fact, more than hinted. But the people of that day weren't expecting it. They expected a great king, but they didn't expect one who is God himself. But that word, the Lord, meant that this was a special king. This was God himself. God come down in human form. It's great when we get a present that's just what we've been hoping for. But it's also great if we receive a gift that is even more than we could ever have been expecting. Well, Jesus is just that. But thirdly, he was also the gift that was just what they needed. The gift was just what they needed. As probably in my teenage years, I can distinctly remember one Christmas where we were exchanging gifts, and my father had bought a gift for my mother, and when she opened this gift, she was very pleased with it. Now, I'll tell you now what it was. I'll be interested to see what your response is. It was actually an iron, for doing the ironing. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it's to do with my upbringing or whatever, but I didn't bat an eyelid. And my mum was genuinely quite pleased. And I thought that was lovely and that was great. But it really struck me quite a few years later. I got married to Rachel, and I think it was in our first year of marriage, just in conversation, I related this incident and this particular gift that had been received. And I remember looking at Rachel's face. Complete of horror, look of horror upon her face, and she glared at me, probably wondering what on earth the genes were that was inside the person she had married. And her response was, "You dare ever get me something like that?" I was a bit shaken by that and that, but I've learned the lesson and I've made sure I haven't done the same thing. I have to say, in my parents' defence, in my dad's defence, I should just say that they weren't particularly well off at the time. The iron that they had was pretty decrepit at the time, and so it was genuinely appreciated because it was something that was actually needed. And if there's something that we need, there seems to be no chance of us getting it, and then someone gives it to you as a free gift, then it is particularly appreciated. The angel explained to the shepherds that this baby is the Christ, the one they'd been hoping for. But more than that, he is the Lord. He is God himself. Far more than they'd ever been expected. The angel also taught the shepherds that he was the Saviour. He was the one who they needed above all things else. And indeed, he is the one that we still need to this day. So the Bible teaches us that we are designed, we are made to have a relationship with God. But our sin, our wrongdoing has separated us away from God. It's got in the way. God can't just pretend that sin and that wrongdoing isn't just there and brush under the carpet, because that would change his whole nature. He is pure. He is holy. And therefore, sin has to be punished. The Bible teaches us, therefore, that we really should face the punishment that is due to us. And that's where the Saviour comes in. That's where this baby that we are remembering at this time of the year comes in. He came as the Saviour, because it was he who came down to this earth to pay the price of our sin. Time and time again, even in the accounts that we read of Jesus' birth, he is described as being the Saviour. He is the one who has come to save us. And he saved us because at the end of his life upon earth, he died upon a cross. And on that cross, he took the punishment of our sin. So that if we put our faith and our trust in him, our sin is cleansed. Our sin is dealt with. We have been saved by him. He can rise again from the grave to prove that his sacrifice had been enough. And that if we have our faith in him, our sins have been paid for. There's a verse in the Bible that emphasizes that truth. And it says this: the wages of sin is death, punishment. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Wonder, when you think about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, do you have the same feelings that the shepherds will have had? Do you recognize that this baby that was born 2,000 years ago is a gift that is just what you are hoping for? Maybe you feel particularly aware of the long in your life. You feel an immense sense of guilt, and you want to be freed from it. Jesus is just what you are hoping for. Maybe you wonder what life is all about. What is the point? What is the meaning behind it? Well, the answer comes in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the relationship with him. Like the shepherds, do you recognize that Jesus will exceed all expectations? If you trust in him, you have your faith in him, he will just exceed everything. You will come to realize all of God's grace and goodness that comes to you through him. But also, have you recognized that he is a gift that you need? Without him, you are still facing punishment. The only answer is through faith in Jesus Christ. You need to put your faith and trust in him and in him alone. He is uniquely positioned and equipped to help you, by cleansing of your sin, by making you light once more with God. That is the message of the Bible. That is why Christ came into this world. That is why he died upon a cross. And that is the goal of us at Sion Chapel, to share that message with the folk of Mardi. To preach him, to proclaim him, and to encourage everyone to learn more about him and ultimately to trust in him alone for salvation.